In the lecture on gifts with reservation, we identified a couple of situations in which a potential double charge to inheritance tax could arise. In this session, we shall take a look at the regulations put in place in 1997 to alleviate any such double charges. The double charges regulations are contained in Statutory Instruments 1987-1130. This regulation is certainly worth looking at, as it contains numerical examples showing how the double charges regulations operate. As we have mentioned, the regulations are designed to prevent there from being more than one inheritance tax charge on the same transfer. Having identified a double charge situation, the revenue will prepare two inheritance tax calculations and take whichever calculation or set of calculations produce the higher IHT liability. The regulations apply automatically and no formal election is required. To illustrate how the double charges regulations work, let us run through an example. David made a chargeable lifetime transfer of £121,000 in May 2002. In July 2005, David gave a house worth £220,000 to his daughter. David continued to live in the house, so he made a gift with reservation of benefit. David died in April 2010, leaving an estate of £448,000. At the date of his death, the house was worth £350,000. As David continued to occupy the property up until the date of his death, under the gift with reservation rules, the house will form part of his estate for IHT purposes. The pet in July 2005 becomes a chargeable transfer as a result of David's death within 7 years. As you will see, because there are potentially two charges to inheritance tax on the same property, the double charges regulations will take effect. We will next move on to see how double charges relief resolves this problem. Under the double charges regulations, HMRC will prepare two computations and will then take whichever produces the most inheritance tax. In the first calculation, we will calculate tax on the potentially exempt transfer, ignoring the gift with reservations. In the second computation, we will charge the house in David's death estate, ignoring the original pet. We start by calculating tax on the pet in July 2005. The value of the house at the date of the gift was £220,000. And after deducting two annual exemptions, David made a pet of £214,000. To calculate the tax on the pet, we start with the nil band at the date of death and deduct any chargeable lifetime transfers in the 7 years before the pet. David made a chargeable lifetime transfer of £121,000 in 2002. Therefore, the nil band remaining at the date of death is £204,000. £10,000 of the pet is chargeable to inheritance tax at 40%, giving tax of £4,000. As the pet was made in July 2005, 40% taper relief is available, reducing the death tax on the pet to £2,400. David died in April 2010, leaving an estate of £448,000. We now need to calculate the tax on the death estate, ignoring the gift with reservation. As usual, we start with a nil band at death and deduct any chargeable lifetime transfers in the preceding 7 years. The only chargeable transfer in the 7 years prior to death is the pet of £214,000 in July 2005. Note that David's gift to the discretionary trust in 2002 is now outside the accumulation period. £111,000 of the nil band is remaining, leaving a taxable amount of £337,000. We charge this at the death rate of 40% to give inheritance tax on the death estate. If we add on the tax on the pet, you will see that the total tax due as a result of David's death is £137,200. Remember that this is the total IHT calculated by ignoring the gift with reservation. Under the double charges regulations, HMRC will prepare an alternative IHT calculation. The second calculation charges the house in David's death estate and ignores the original pet. In effect, it pretends that the original gift to the daughter had never happened, and that David had retained the house until his death. Assuming the house forms part of David's death estate, the chargeable estate now goes up to £798,000. A full nil ban is available because the pet in July 2005 has been ignored. The taxable estate is therefore £473,000, giving an inheritance tax liability of £189,200. There is no death tax on the pet, as in the previous example, because we are pretending that this gift never happened. HMRC will compare this figure with the tax liability previously calculated. Taxing the pet and ignoring the gift with reservation produces a tax liability of £137,200. HMRC will use whichever set of calculations produces the most tax. In this instance, HMRC will collect the most tax by charging the house in the death estate and ignoring the potentially exempt transfer. The total inheritance tax payable will therefore be £189,200. This, in simple terms, is how the double charges regulations work. Let us look at another example of when the double charges regulations will take effect. Beth made a chargeable lifetime transfer of £127,000 in June 1999. In May 2004, Beth made a gift of £250,000 to a discretionary trust. Beth agreed to pay any inheritance tax on the transfer. Beth was a beneficiary of the discretionary trust she created, so this will be a gift with reservation of benefit. Beth died in October 2010. Her estate was valued at £350,000. The value of the assets in the discretionary trust created in May 2004 stood at £300,000 in October 2010. We will calculate the IHT payable as a result of Beth's death, taking into account any potential double charges. The first thing we need to do is to calculate the lifetime inheritance tax on the gift to the trust in May 2004. Beth made a gift of £250,000, from which we deduct two annual exemptions. The nil band at the date of the transfer is £263,000. Beth had made another chargeable transfer in 1999. This reduces the nil band remaining to £136,000. As Beth agrees to settle the IHT on the transfer, we calculate the tax using the grossed-up rate of 20 over 80. The inheritance tax due in May 2004 is therefore £27,000. We add this tax to the net transfer to give us a gross chargeable transfer to carry forward for accumulation purposes of £271,000. We now need to consider the IHT effects of Beth's death in October 2010. When she set up the discretionary trust in 2004, Beth made a gift with reservation of benefit. This will give rise to a potential double charge because additional tax will be payable on the chargeable lifetime transfer, and the value of the trust is treated as forming part of her death estate for IHT purposes. As usual, HMRC will prepare two IHT computations and take whichever produces the higher liability. In the first calculation, we will work out the tax payable on Beth's death, ignoring the gift with reservation. In effect, we pretend that she was not a beneficiary of the discretionary trust set up in 2004. In 2004, Beth made a gross chargeable transfer of £271,000. As she died within 7 years, extra tax will be payable on this transfer by the trustees. The nil band at the date of death is reduced by chargeable transfers made in the 7 years before May 2004. Beth made a chargeable transfer of £127,000 in 1999, so the nil band remaining is £198,000.
IHT at 40% of the taxable amount gives £29,200.
There are between 6 and 7 years between the date of the gift and the date of death, so 80% taper relief is available. Finally, the trustees will receive credit for the £27,000 of lifetime tax paid. As the lifetime tax exceeds the tax due on death, the additional tax payable by the trustees will be zero. We also need to calculate the inheritance tax due on Beth's death estate, ignoring the gift with reservation. Beth's estate was valued at £350,000 at the date of death.
Much of the nil band is extinguished by the gross transfer to the discretionary trust in 2004, so the nil band remaining is £54,000.
After deducting the nil band, £296,000 of the death estate is charged to IHT. The tax on the death estate at 40% is therefore £118,400. As there is no additional tax payable on the chargeable lifetime transfer, the total inheritance tax due as a result of Beth's death is £118,400. As you will see, in these calculations we have completely ignored the gift with reservation of benefit. In the next set of calculations, we will recalculate the inheritance tax, assuming that the value of the trust forms part of Beth's death estate.
As mentioned previously, an alternative computation will be prepared, assuming that the value of the trust forms part of Beth's death estate, in October 2010.
For the purposes of this calculation, we will not calculate additional tax on the chargeable lifetime transfer, and we will ignore this transfer for accumulation purposes. As Beth was a beneficiary of her own discretionary trust, this is a gift with reservation. Therefore, the value of the trust at Beth's death forms part of her estate. Beth's estate, including the assets in the trust, now stands at £650,000. As we are ignoring the chargeable lifetime transfer for accumulation purposes, a full nil band of £325,000 is available. The inheritance tax at 40% on Beth's estate is therefore £130,000. What we have done here is to tax the value of the trust within Beth's estate rather than calculating extra tax on the chargeable lifetime transfer. However, we must not forget that lifetime tax of £27,000 was payable by Beth when she initially set up the trust. As we are taxing the value of the trust in her death estate, we must give credit for this lifetime tax to prevent double taxation. The IHT payable by Beth's executors is therefore £103,000. As usual, we compare this result with the tax payable from our initial set of computations. You will see that the first set of calculations produce a higher liability, so these will be the ones adopted by the revenue. In this instance, keeping the chargeable lifetime transfer in charge and ignoring the effect of the gift with reservation produces a higher IHT charge.